Circle drops 8% as Stripe, Coinbase, and BlackRock back. OpenUSD Circle's stock dropped about 8% on the morning of June 30, 2026, after a group of payments and finance heavyweights threw their weight behind a competing dollar stablecoin. The token, OpenUSD, comes from a new independent company called OpenStandard and lists more than 140 backers, including Stripe, Coinbase, MasterCard, Visa, BlackRock, BNY, Ripple, and Google, per CoinDesk, and reporting from Bloomberg. The market read it as a structural threat, not a passing headline. Circle, CRCL, is the issuer of USDC, the second largest stablecoin with a market cap near $73 billion against a sector worth over $300 billion. OpenUSD does not exist in user wallets yet, with a launch slated for later this year. The sell-off was about who controls the next layer of the dollar token market and how the economics get split. A consortium token instead of a single issuer, the design is the story. USDC has one issuer that holds the reserves and keeps the interest those reserves earn. OpenUSD inverts that. Governance sits inside an independent company collectively owned by ecosystem participants, and the majority of reserve income gets distributed back to the partners that adopt and distribute the token, with OpenStandard keeping a small management fee to run operations. Minting and redeeming carry no fee. Zach Abrams, co-founder of Bridge, the stablecoin infrastructure firm Stripe acquired in 2024, is serving as OpenStandard's interim CEO. Existing stablecoins have great strengths, but to use them at scale, businesses need something that's open, low-cost, high-throughput, broadly accessible, and aligned to their interests, Abrams said in the announcement. That last phrase, aligned to their interests, is the competitive wedge. A large merchant or exchange that moves billions in dollar tokens earns nothing today when those balances sit in USDC or USDT. Under OpenUSD, distributing the token turns the float into a revenue line for the distributor rather than the issuer. The reserve float is the prize stablecoin issuers make most of their money on the spread between what they pay holders, often zero, and what their treasury bill reserves earn. With rates where they have been, that float on tens of billions of dollars is a large and steady income stream. It is the core of Circle's business model. OpenUSD attacks that directly by promising to hand most of the float to its network. If the biggest distributors of dollar tokens can capture reserve yield by switching, the incentive to issue or hold a single company stablecoin weakens. That is why a token that has not launched still knocked 8% off Circle's market value in a single session. The backer list is what makes the threat credible. Visa and MasterCard sitting alongside Coinbase, BlackRock, and BNY means the consortium spans card networks, the largest U.S. exchange, an asset manager that already runs tokenized funds, and a custody bank. The participants also include Shopify, Bybit, OKX, and Solana, according to launch coverage. This is not a startup challenger. It is much of the existing dollar movement industry agreeing to pool around one token. Card rails are part of the plan. For anyone who spends crypto, the presence of both major card networks in the lineup matters. Stablecoins are the settlement layer underneath most crypto cards, the asset that gets converted to fiat at the point of sale. A dollar token co-designed with Visa and MasterCard and distributed by exchanges like Coinbase is positioned to slot into card programs from day one rather than bolt on later. If OpenUSD becomes a default settlement token inside card and payment flows, the question of which stablecoin sits behind a given card stops being invisible plumbing and starts affecting who earns the yield on idle balances. That is the same disclosed versus effective economic spend node tracks across card programs, now pushed up to the token layer. Competition at this layer is already building. The global dollar network behind USDG and Europe's Kivalis are pursuing similar consortium models, and Tether's USDT remains the largest token in the market. OpenUSD raises the stakes by assembling the broadest backer list, yet around a shared ownership structure.